News, I'm Gene Randall. The White House says the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden is dead, killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. No indication of when. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report on this compelling White House announcement.
Hamza bin Laden had become an increasingly prominent figure in Al-Qaeda. A White House statement says he was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups, and his death, quote, not only deprives Al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, but undermines important operational activities of the group. The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There was media speculation this summer that Hamza bin Laden had been killed 2 years ago. His father, of course, was the architect of the 9/11 terror attacks against the United States 18 years ago this week. Italy has agreed to allow the Ocean Viking rescue ship to disembark 82 migrants on its soil. The refugee aid group SOS Mediterranee says there is an ad hoc agreement between Italy, France, Germany, Portugal, and Luxembourg to allow the migrants to be distributed among them. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has a report on the Italian decision.
Ocean Viking's crew say Italian authorities have instructed the ship to sail to Lampedusa. The ship has been appealing for days for a port of safety after rescuing 50 migrants who were struggling in an unseaworthy rubber dinghy launched by Libyan-based migrant smugglers. Italy's foreign minister cautioned against interpreting the OK as a sign the new government is easing its crackdown on such vessels. The country's week-old new government now contains the centre-left Democrats, whose leaders have called for a more humane policy on rescue boats. I'm Sarah Bassett.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Saudi Arabia says drone attacks today hit a major